This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, June 16th. Thursday's weather will be sunny and just a little bit cooler than the previous few days, mostly in the low temperature. According to the National Weather Service, it will be sunny with a high near 91 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area. On Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low of around 63 degrees. The weather will be cooler in general over the next 3 days, before spiking back up starting on Sunday. Everything else is getting more expensive these days, so why not add tuition to the mix? Base tuition for resident undergraduates attending one of Iowa's three public universities will increase 4.25% in the fall under a proposal the Board of Regents will first consider next Wednesday. A final vote on the rate proposal is scheduled for July, the month before affected students arrive at their respective campuses for the 2022-2023 academic year. If approved, the undergraduate in-state tuition increases will be $355 more for a year at Iowa, $345 more at Iowa State, and $331 more at UNI. Both ISU and UNI also aim to impose a 4.25% increase in tuition on their out-of-state undergraduates. Increasing non-resident tuition by just over $1,000 a year at ISU and by $785 a year at UNI. The UI intends to impose a smaller 1.17% tuition increase on its non-resident undergrads, mirroring its in-state $355 increase on residents. A City High administrator whose students and parents said opened a school door for students who later committed vandalism in a senior prank gone awry, has resigned from that job and now will teach at Iowa City West High School. Scott Jesperson shared his intent to step away from his assistant principal position at City High School, Principal John Bacon wrote in an email to parents on Wednesday. The Iowa City Community School District Board of Directors accepted Jesperson's resignation Tuesday night, Bacon said. City High parents told the Gazette last month Jesperson let some students into the building on May 22nd to hang balloons and streamers ahead of the school's graduation ceremony, but other students came in and damaged the building by spray-painting walls, pouring syrup on items, and cutting up photos, among other actions. Both Jesperson and the Iowa City School District have not provided any comment to the Gazette when asked about the incident. Iowa became the last state in the nation to ban elder abuse on Wednesday. Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law Senate File 522, which sets criminal charges ranging from misdemeanors to felonies punishable by up to 25 years in prison based on the severity of crime for abusing, assaulting, or financially exploiting a person age 60 or older. Reynolds signed the bill during a ceremony at Highland Ridge Senior Living Community in Williamsburg. After years of advocates pressing for action, the bill passed unanimously in both legislative chambers in the 2022 session. Previously, Iowa was the only state in the nation where elder abuse was not a crime. Iowa law currently includes definitions of elder abuse, but does not include criminal penalties associated with it. Because it has not been a crime in Iowa, accurate data about the prevalence of elder abuse in the state is hard to ascertain, advocates said. However, Iowa has seen a sharp increase in reports of abuse or neglect of dependent adults age 18 or older, and that data would include older Iowans.